So, Lisa, this is what, your third term running for office?
Fourth
term running for office. The big issue, I think, in this election is carbon emissions and the carbon tax. What are some of the ways locally that the PCs are going to reduce carbon emissions locally?
To start off, let's just say that the carbon tax isn't going to reduce emissions, especially at the price that the Liberals have it at right now. While they can argue and say that economists say that it'll work, it only works when it starts deterring people from using fuel. And at the price it's at, it's not going to deter people. It really does have to go higher. And there's a number of candidates right now for the Liberals saying, yeah, it's going to have to go higher. We've done our calculation. And the Liberals could put gas up by 30 cents in order to achieve the emissions standards that they want to achieve. So what we say is this. It's not about taxes. It's about technology. And Canada in the past has stepped up to the plate in terms of technological advances or scientific advances to really change the world. And we think that there are some really interesting areas that we can invest in, either through our own green fund or by giving corporations tax breaks should they invent some great technology. And finally, allowing homeowners to do what they need to do personally in order to make their home more energy efficient and allowing them to have a grant of up to $3,800. A tax credit up to $3,800.
You brought up homeowners. Homes and home ownership is a big issue here in Milton.
Yeah.
How does your party plan on increasing the housing supply within Milton while addressing, you know, the increase in prices while also fitting in, you know, with the town of Milton's plan?
Yeah, Milton is definitely a unique community within Canada, not only in the GTA, given that we are growing so rapidly and so much infrastructure has to come in to help that growth. What I did know from meeting with the Oakville and Milton Real Estate Board is they are very frustrated with how the mortgage stress test has been implemented and the impacts it's having on people who have saved a long time to get their down payment for the house they want, but then they ended up by stroke of a pen being not allowed to have that house because it was too expensive and they would fail the stress test. So what my leader, Andrew Scheer, has said is we're going to look at it and make sure that the people who got caught in it inadvertently, who really should be able to have a mortgage for their dream home, that we can fix those problems. It was also a problem for people who were in long-term mortgages, and when they went to renew, they found themselves locked in to the same bank or the same institution because they couldn't afford to go anywhere else. That's not fair. You should be able to have competitive rates for mortgages. So the stress test wasn't working. But the second part is the important part for Milton and for this GTA. And it's what you said. It's about increasing the amount of housing that's available. And what Andrew has said, and I think this is the right way, it's making sure that the municipalities that show that they are cutting back on the amount of regulatory hoops and hurdles that people have to go through in order to get permission to build more housing, more rental housing for the area, those who are already doing a great job of it, those will be the ones that will be earmarked to get those infrastructure dollars as they grow. It'll be an incentive to make sure that municipalities aren't trying to prohibit or hamper growth where it needs to happen. And Milton has been designated by the province as a place to grow. And so far, so good.
And one of the outliers is rural Milton, and it's such a unique community. How do you balance, you know, that growth in Milton so it doesn't impact rural Milton and the property sizes they have?
So I've lived in rural Milton now since 2012, and I'm very much attuned with the needs of Nassagouegians and Campbellvillians and Moffatinians and everybody who lives in that area. And the reality is that we enjoy the services in Milton as a whole. It doesn't matter where you're from. It's Milton as a town that has the infrastructure issues. It's also something that we have to watch for is transportation, because we all need to get places. And this is where the carbon tax is important too for rural Milton, because rural Miltonians just simply don't have public transit. There is no Milton bus that goes out to Campbellville anymore. There's no bus that takes you into Brookville or Moffat or anywhere else. And as a result, they are tied to their vehicles to get to the grocery store, to get to their place of work. And they will feel the impact of a carbon tax more so than anybody else. So what we need to ensure is that when we're doing infrastructure that makes sense, that we include the rural part of Milton, including by making sure we get your signal out there nice and strong. But, you know, together we pull together as Miltonians because we want to have the same services in the town that we want.
And it's interesting you bring up public transportation, because I think there's always that need, and it's one of the things that's been talked about in terms of within Milton. How is your party going to help, you know, increase the access to public transportation and just make it basically easier for Miltonians to get around?
So what I've learned in the past 11 years, and this is from me personally, this is not about my party platform, but this is what I would do locally. And I think it's important for Miltonians to know what you would do locally. Of course, we want to have more GO Transit trains going to and from Milton to Toronto. That makes a lot of sense. But you would be surprised to know how many Miltonians are either working in Mississauga or in Brampton or downtown Toronto, not necessarily, but Scarborough, maybe in Hamilton. And they are not connected by public transit because municipalities, their transit stops at their borders. So you may be trying to get to the Amazon distribution center while you live in Milton. It's really hard to get there. Or even the Halton Hills Premium Outlets. If you want a retail job there, really hard to get there. So what I would do is coordinate amongst all the Halton regions, including Peel, and come up with a plan that's going to allow the seamless flow of transit across the borders. There's always been interest in that, and I do believe that the federal government has a place to encourage it, of course, by funding public transit, which we've done in the past and we will continue to do. But locally, I hear a lot about the concerns of parking at GO Transit and as well the concerns about whether or not they have a midday train. And I'm working on the midday train. I've brought it up with the minister already and lodged the concern of Milton, and we'll see what happens.
And you mentioned, you know, Milton and is typically a commuter town. Is there anything your party can do to increase jobs locally?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the Green Technological Fund, that we will be setting up in order to invest in green tech is going to be important. I also think that Halton and Milton do a really good job of encouraging people to be entrepreneurs and to work from home. And you get a lot of people working from home. So what we would do is we would keep taxes low on small businesses. And we already announced that we would reverse the taxes that the Liberal government brought in on small business, which ended up taking $1.6 billion out of small businesses in taxes. I don't think people realize that's how much money was gained by the Liberal government when they made the changes that they made, which is significant. But encouraging entrepreneurism and making sure that there's funding available for those areas that we see growth, like green technology, and cutting back on red tape and helping people have that one-stop shop so they can find their path through all the regulations.